Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. This is Father Blake Britton, coming to you from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The two great theologians of the Catholic Church, St. Paul and St. John the Evangelist, frequently remind us that we must interpret the life of Jesus Christ kata tas graphas, according to the Scriptures. We can only truly appreciate who Jesus is if we read the Scriptures in light of his passion, death, and resurrection. The Church, therefore, following the example of St. Paul the Apostle and St. John the Evangelist, lead all of us during this Easter season on a rereading, a reflection, through the words of Christ, which take place before his passion. Why? Because now, in light of the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus, we can truly understand what he is trying to teach us in his public ministry. In a specific way, today's gospel, which comprises what is traditionally called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. In this prayer, we hear the Lord highlighting two components in his heartfelt prayer to the Father. Firstly, he mentions the word glory several times throughout the prayer. Of course, the glory to which Christ is referring is the glory of his crucifixion. You see, in our minds, we think of glory as something worldly. We think of it in the category of some form of adulation from popularity or fame or fortune. This is not the kind of glory that Christ comes to manifest. Christ's glory is the cross. St. John the Evangelist makes this plain on a regular basis throughout his Gospels, specifically in his narrative about the one being raised up as Moses raised the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be raised up and all who gaze upon him will be healed. Christ's cross is his throne. This is where the Son is most glorified. Today, Jesus reminds us that this is also the place where the Father is most glorified. We see the glory of the Trinity, the glory of God from the cross, which is to say, the glory of God is sacrificial love. What it means to truly be divine is to give your life away, to be for another. Thus we have a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are essentially a communion of persons. They are a relationship. The Father gives himself to the Son. The Son gives himself to the Father. Their gift is so complete that it manifests itself as another person, the Holy Spirit, who is the gift of love between the Father and the Son. This is the glory that Jesus experiences. And this is the glory of which he is referring in today's gospel. But there's another component that's quite fascinating. Jesus does not reserve glory for himself. Rather, as we hear at the end of today's gospel, he desires to share that glory with his people, aka the church. It is the church, which is Christ's mystical body, whom receives the glory of God. In Jesus dying, his flesh takes on our sin. In his rising, his flesh gives us life. And in his ascension at the right hand of the Father, his flesh gives us glory. Now we too are called sons and daughters of the Father. We too have the capacity to manifest the glory of God in the midst of the world by sharing sacramentally in the life of Christ through baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. These are the ways in which Jesus continues to share himself in history. Through us, through the church, through priests, bishops, religious brothers and sisters, married couples, lay men and women, all of us are called to manifest this glory, to share it with the world in a deep mystical love. And how do we accomplish such a task? Saint Teresa of Calcutta says it perfectly. Not by doing extraordinary things, but rather by doing ordinary things with extraordinary love. In Christ, we're able to sanctify the seemingly mundane aspects of our life and make them bouquets that adorn the throne of heaven. If we perform the simplest of tasks with the love of Jesus, it is an act of sanctity. It is a way of growing in our journey of holiness. It is manifesting the glory of God himself. This carpenter from Galilee, who is our God, goes upon a cross, is mocked, persecuted, who is pathetic in the eyes of the Pharisees and the Romans. Yet we know that it was in this patheticness, in this poverty, that our greatest joy and hope live. Likewise, it can be in our own lives. In that which is most poor, in that which in our eyes is most pathetic, Jesus can transform into an avenue of holiness and life. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we continue this journey of faith, let us allow the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Lord to manifest himself in the depths of our being, to shine through in our lives with his glorious sacrificial love. And may our life be a constant testament to the goodness of God and his mercy which is in our midst. Amen. Thank you.